Mom's Moment, our parenting space, right? And today on Mom's Moment, we're opening up a conversation that might get a few families talking. There's something incredibly special, right, about the bond between grandparents and their grandchildren. Very special. Like, I can't wait. I'm a granny to a fish. Listen, my little fish there is wonderful. Her name is Snowflake. Well, I think it's a her. But yeah. Anyway, grandchildren, it's filled with love, hugs, and usually a few extra sweets hidden in the cupboard, right? But what happens when that love starts clashing with the parents' boundaries, right? So the question is, should grandparents have the freedom to spoil the kids because, you know, they've earned the privilege? Or should they respect the rule that the parents have put in place? Now, take a listen to this audio from Dee Dee, all right? Dee Dee is a grandmother and a family expert who creates resources for grandparents to navigate their new roles without overstepping boundaries, all right? Now, Dee Dee runs a popular Instagram page called More Than Grand. And this is what Dee Dee says.
Do you want to know what the most damaging grandparent myth is? That it's your job to spoil your grandchildren. I hear this all the time. It's my right as a grandparent to spoil them. I raised my kids, now I get to be the fun one. Rules are for parents, not grandparents. If that's how you feel, watch to the end and tell me if you still agree. You tell your grandchild they can have candy before dinner, even though mom said no. You think you're being the fun grandparent, but what that child learns is that mom's rules don't matter when grandma's around. Or you buy them the toy that their parents specifically said they couldn't have. You think you're showing your love, but what you're actually doing is teaching that child that they can get what they want by going around their parents. Here's what real love looks like: supporting the framework that keeps children secure. When you respect parents' rules, you're showing that child that the adults in their life work together. You're teaching them that love doesn't mean getting whatever you want. It means being part of a family where everyone looks out for each other. The children who feel most loved, they're not the ones whose grandparents break all the rules. They're the ones whose grandparents strengthen the fabric of family. It's pretty clear. If you want to be the grandparent who makes your grandchildren feel secure, stop insisting it's your right to spoil them. Did I change your mind? Let me know in the comments.
That's Granny Dee Dee.
Powerful.
Yeah, very powerful. But some may disagree with Granny Dee Dee. We'd love to hear from you. 061-792-9495. Should grandparents be allowed to spoil their grandchildren, or should they respect the parents' rules? What do you think, B?
Sure. I'm going to be honest with you. After hearing that from Granny Dee Dee, I get it. Because at the beginning, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I was always siding with the grandparents. I mean, listen, as a grandkid, we all know this. We got spoiled when we were there.
Yeah.
But I think once you get into the role of being a parent, and I see that with you and all my other friends, I get it. Yeah. I get the frustration.
Right. Look, I totally agree. I think there is boundaries. And also, I think parenting has changed so much in 2026. Mm. Parents have a lot more responsibility. Back then, we had a lot more help, you know, raising kids. Now, the kids' space has changed. Kids are not playing outside all day. So you're spending more time with them in the house and being creative. So having grandparents that can help you instill those rules, that if there's no screen time for a certain amount of time, for example, granny mustn't say yes. Oh, keep your screen. Why are you being so hard on the kids? Anonymous, how are you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic. Tell me, what are your thoughts? Should grandparents be allowed to spoil the grandchildren as they like, or should there be rules that they are?
Okay, yes, no. Grandparents should be able to spoil the kids, I guess, but with limits. There's rules when parents set, and I don't think that grandparents should bend those rules, because the repercussions is on the parents. I mean, you have to put up with the kid with bad behavior thereafter, you know? Yeah, so that's my thought.
So give me an example of bending the rules, so where grandparents can bend the rules. Let's say children are not allowed sugar after 5 p.m. How does a grandparent bend that rule when the kids are with them and it's after 5?
Oh, Carol, okay, my boys are big, right? They've all grown up now, but there is one incident that comes to my mind. I know the house rule was, do not give the kids sugar to eat. I mean, not sweets. I'm talking about the Eulitz sugar, right? So my mother-in-law, behind my back, as she's making a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is, she'll put a spoon full of sugar into their mouths. And I could see, you can see the sugar all on their lips and stuff, you know. So yeah. She used to go behind my back and do it. And I didn't like that. And I didn't want that for my kids, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So that was one. And that used to like get me so angry, but I just couldn't get through to her. I know she loved them. I know she loved them. But, I mean, really, there's limits to spoiling kids,
yeah.
You know.
That's a classic example, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another incident where, I mean, your kids are in creche, and then they'll rock up at the creche and pick up the kids before time. I mean, and then, you know, your kids come home and they all hyper and hyped up and whatever. I mean, and then the parents have to, you know, bear the brunt of it. So,
okay.
There's limits.
So you're saying spoil them, but within reason.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I'm in support of that one. Absolutely spoil them, but then within reason. Don't bring me a child that's crazy on sugar and I must figure out this child now. But yeah, maybe if a cutoff is 5 o'clock for sweets, maybe when they're with you, 5:30, 6 o'clock, that's it. After six, no sweeties. Not sleeping with lollipops in their mouths and that kind of thing.
You?
You know? That's crazy.
No, definitely not.
Well, thank you, Anonymous, for weighing in. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a
thank
good
you,
one.
Thank you, Carol.
Ciao.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Manju, how are you?
Well, thank you, and yourself.
Fantastic. I believe you say grandparents must spoil, spoil, spoil.
Not really spoil, 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 but as I said, to a certain limit.
Yeah.
I thought I had a unique problem with my kids, but speaking to other grandparents at my age, I find that it's a whole Gen Z generation rut.
Yeah.
You know, where everybody wants the best for the children.
Yeah.
And wants in this world to elevate the kids' standards to super high levels.
Mm.
And, you know, disciplining them is good, it's great, but not to a point of where it causes a sort of trauma in the child's life.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah.
And also, you know, grandparents share a special bond with the grandkids.
Mm.
And, you know, the kids tend to turn to grandparents because they're so deck of this discipline by the parents.
Mm.
So when they go to the grandparents, they find that love, that emotion, attachment.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go back to the parents. Yes, we do spoil them from time to time. And then there's a thing where, like the previous caller said, you don't give fizzy drinks and sugar to grandkids. But you keep them from that, and then they go to a party and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually bring disrepute to the family.
Not disrepute, mind you. I love that. I love that choice of words. But I absolutely get what you're saying. And you know what? What you're saying, stay listening, because there's someone who feeds into what you're saying, which I'm going to play out this conversation with, which will give another layer of thinking around this. So stay listening,
yes.
Okay?
We respect the need to discipline the kids,
mm.
but give us that grandparent time.
Yeah.
We're not going to be here long enough, you know.
I got you. Listen, I've got audio that's going to speak to what you're saying. So stay listening to the radio, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Manju, for weighing in.
Bye.
Oh. Thank you. God bless you, too. Listen, 6.7 million grandparents live with 9.7 million children aged 0 to 17 here in South Africa. Almost 8 million children, that's 38%, live in households headed by grandparents. This is the South African statistic. Now, around 3.4 million grandparents are the head of households caring for children, and nearly 65% of those households' heads are grandparents. So grandparents play a big, big, big role in the South African landscape and, you know, how we raise our kids here in Mzansi. I also want to get to more of your commentary. This we did expect that this was going to be a hot potato, but I'm loving all the interaction, so let's get to it.
Hi there, this is Sita from Poshepson. All right, I've got three grandkids. One is 23, one is 18, and the last one is going to be four. And I prioritize not spoiling them, but pushing them in the right direction. I think I'm more strict than the mom. Yeah, and I mean, I've grown this one from the time she was 5 months old as a mummy's in Cape Town. So yeah, there's a limit to everything.
Mm.
Give them love. Don't spoil them too much, you know. Be there for them when you need them. Listen to them and guide them.
Mm. Oh, don't be so serious. Grandparents are here for such a limited time. Let them enjoy their grandchildren. Let the grandchildren enjoy their grandparents. I would give anything to have my granny back again and those memories.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Grandma Didi, for those wise words. Yeah. I totally agree. The pandemic is grandmothers. I don't know whether they're trying to make up time for what they did to their kids. Now they just have this epiphany that, oh no, we need to treat our grandchildren this way. We make them soft. We just let them be. It's ruining them. It's ruining them.
Here's the final statistic for you. South Africa, the statistics essay, reports that KZN has the highest proportion of children living in grandparent-headed households in South Africa. Many of these households include more than six family members, making grandparents central to family life. This is very interesting, right? But listen to this and the mind of a grandparent.
I asked her, why can't you say no to your grandkids when you said it to me a million times growing up? Without hesitation, my mother smiled and said, I'm experiencing the little version of you all over again, but this time with more patience and a gentle kind of love. And then it hit me. The extra snacks, the screen time, the bending of rules, not breaking, the bending of rules. It isn't her going against me, but it's her loving my kids so much that sometimes those boundaries blur. And maybe that's the beauty of being a grandmother, that she gets to love without limits the way she wished she could the first time with me. I'm not talking about behavior that sets up into a pattern that's going to cause like families to part ways down the road.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.